Welcome back to Pax Europeana, the podcast about peace in Europe and about prosperity. And it's the celebration weekend of the EU enlargement. I'm very happy about this weekend and I celebrate it. Maybe you had time to listen to my interview with Slovenian miracle economist, not it's a macroeconomist, obviously, but the father of the Slovenian economic miracle, Professor Mramor. There was some glitch in the video at the third part, but I think it was an excellent interview and I'm really very happy about. Also, I hope that Slovenia will have some good tax reform. That's also one of the topics of my next podcast. But now I would like to talk about another parameter, which I think is important and maybe also interesting for many of my listeners. It's about the internet speed. Because I talk a lot about GDP and, you know, prosperity and economics. It is one important, I think the most important parameter to measure the success. I talk a lot about infrastructure, but something everybody today needs for whatever anybody does is obviously internet. And it makes a big life quality difference if you have fast upload, downloads, if you can watch online everything, if you can work remotely for homeschooling, for homeworking, for the whole speed of life and also the efficiency of life for digital government. That's so important for many of the, sectors. In every, you know, from television to online surfing to downloading to doing my video channel, it makes a big difference in modern quality. It's a kind of important infrastructure parameter. And luckily, I found a very beautiful website. It's called European Data Journalism. That's the network of European data journalists. And they have the so-called, the exact link is datavis.europeandatajournalism.eu. And they have connectivity and they have the download speed is very much ranked for all European countries. It's also going in different regions. That's even more sophisticated. But it shows from Montenegro to Austria to Switzerland, all the different levels. And I just made a post and I would like to share this information and I will talk you through this amazing findings of this parameter. You know, Romania, you remember, it's now at 12,000 GDP, close to 13,000. That was quite impressive. But see it now with the average download speed is 122. That's quite compared Mbps. Yeah. So average upload speed is 104. And now let's compare this with Austria, where I live now at the moment. Yeah. Average download speed 60. Average upload speed 17. I repeat, 60 to 122. 60 to 122. Maybe something is wrong. Maybe I'm not correct. Maybe this website is wrong. Maybe in some areas in Austria we reach 100 as well. My brother is an IT engineer. He tells me we reached that in the city of Linz in the center. Yes, where he can work with that one. But on average, maybe this website is wrong. Maybe Romania has doubled the speed in download. 60 to 122. So then we have, but let's see, average download speed, upload speed, 104 in Romania, 17 in Austria. So in the upload, it's six times faster. That must be wrong. There must be something wrong. Romania is, in the Austrian perception of most people here, a totally left behind country, a disaster zone. The impression that most Austrians have of Romania is that it's somewhere stuck in the 1990s, yeah? But it has five times the upload speed on average. Maybe this website is not working. Maybe something is not working in Austria. But maybe Austria is a specifically bad developed country because of bad governance and about 15 years of no real reforms, I would say. Since 2004, the reform stopped, so it's now 17 years. Yeah, since actually the decisive year in 2004, when enlargement happened and Austria got so rich, and the companies and the people, yes, and the people a bit less because of our high taxation system. But then Austria stopped reforming, basically. It can be pinpointed on the year 2004, the presidency and the enlargement, because then we had this 2006 election, and before Schüssel didn't work anything anymore, he was just happy with himself, and then came basically a non-reform period, permanently, completely stuck from 2006 to 2018, and Kurz also, to my best knowledge, has not reformed anything up to now. So it's now at 60, the upload, now download 60, upload 17. I repeat, Romania 104 upload, so maybe, and 122. So maybe Czech Republic is also, it's even worse, Czech Republic than Austria. It has only 50 in the download and 23. It's better in the, you know, it's 23, we are at 17. So the upload is faster in Czech Republic. Slovakia also 60, like the same like Austria. Hungary, by the way, nobody likes Orban. I also don't like Orban. He is a Russian asset, but his average download speed is 111 and the average upload is 60. So upload is 60, that's what we have in Austria as a download, and they have doubled the upload. So that's maybe Hungarians and Romanians simply need faster internet, I don't know. Maybe they care, they have better governments, I don't really know. Ah, Croatia is worse than us, yeah, they have 40. And they have the same upload at 18, yeah. So at least Croatia is worse than us, yeah. And Serbia is also worse than Austria. It's 53, same level of upload. So Vucic is not only perfect in vaccination. Montenegro is about the same, like we with 54, but upload is lower at 9. It's also a very poor and very diverse country with a lot of mountains, so... Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. So Albania is also worse than Austria. Still, it's only half the speed. Yeah. But Mr. Rama today has announced the so-called digital revolution. He will do, that was his big interview today in Italian Repubblica. He wants to have a strategic partnership with Italy and he would like to have a digital revolution. He's actually already in power since 8 years and he almost did nothing for digitalization in the first 8 years. But nevertheless, he actually famously in the beginning of 2004, he made a big website and a digital anti-corruption platform, Anticorruptione. It's no longer working. Not even the website exists so far to that. And he has promised that he will put English in the curriculum for the schools from the age of 6. That's also a good idea. We do that in Austria as well. I couldn't benefit so much anymore because I'm too old. But the new generation in Austria speaks but better English. So that's a good idea. But unfortunately, you know, Albania will not have a digital revolution with Rama and it will also not have lower taxation. It will not adopt the euro, which it all should, obviously. But he makes some kind of interviews and the internet speed is half of Austria. Macedonia as well, to my disappointment, is the same level like Albania with 25. Very sad for this. Greece also 29. Turkey 24. So that's all pretty poor results. Croatia a bit better. You know, Slovenia actually is better than Austria. It has 28 in the upload and 65 in the download. Italy is about the same like Austria, but the upload is faster, and that's the situation. On Switzerland is interesting, 140. That's with the download. That's 60 in Austria and 140 in Switzerland. Average upload speed is 82. They have it in Romania with 100. So interesting. They need to fast uploading. France, let's go to France. Is also 130, average 105. So that's the level of Romania. Yeah, that's even faster than Romania in the download. They are good in France. They are actually quite interesting. France is much better than Germany in this one. Germany is at 87 in the download, 22 in the upload. So it's interesting. Germany is better than Austria because we always have this impression we are the best in Austria. You know, that's one of the problems is we always think that we are so good and that we are close to fantastic. So that's the situation. We think that we are fantastic. Spain, actually, 126. and the upload 115. I'm really surprised. Spain, France, much better. What is Luxembourg? Luxembourg also 125 up and 84 down. Then let's see the Netherlands. What can they do? Yeah, they can also, they are quite digitalized with 113 upload and 65. The best country, interestingly, and that's quite astonishing when you look at it, because it also is very geographically disadvantaged. Yeah, they have in Iceland 170, quite impressive. And the average upload speed is 159. I mean, that's quite good. You know, I repeat, Austria is at 17 in the upload. Iceland, it's about 160, and we are at 17. Yeah, it's surprising. Yeah. Then also Norway, super rich Norway, 130 up, 106 down. Sweden, it's 100 upload, download 120. Finland is also 80 only, 80, yes, and 37. So they are also the neutrals, maybe. It's the neutrality factor, I don't know. Estonia, such a digital superstar, 55 and 44. So it's also not so good. 73 and 72 in Latvia. 88 and 88 in both ways, up and down in Lithuania. That's good. Yeah, then we have here 90 in Poland, 37 in the upload. Interesting. Czech Republic, I said already. So what else we have in Europe here from the countries? Turkey, I said, it's of course on the bottom, rock bottom. But of course Greece is a bit better, yes, but no, more or less. It's 29 and 6, so it's really a sad story. Italy, 28, upload, 64. Portugal, the poor Portugal, is 109, and it's 54 in the upload. So, quite interesting. Denmark is also a very digital country. Denmark, what has Denmark? 140 download, 106 upload. Okay, good. And UK has left us 74 and average upload speed 19 only. So you see, they have really not reformed very well in the UK. So we are in Ireland, 82 download, 25 upload. So whatever the factors can be for that, the infrastructure, the geography, you know, the investment of the public side, you know, there might be other mentality issues, there might be other issues. I'm at a miss to really explain that, why it is. Other experts might come in and explain why it is. But I see that we in Austria and also in the Czech Republic, Slovakia, we are really not so perfect. Slovenia is a bit better, double the upload speed, yes. But Czech Republic, maybe we miss some connection point. Maybe we need a better government. Okay, I was told not to criticize Sebastian Kurz too much. Yeah? Otherwise, I'm not a serious podcaster, but I'm just brabbling away and talking here these numbers. Switzerland and Austria are from the geography kind of the same to some extent. We have also 2/3 of Austria is Alpine territory, about the same, maybe even more in Switzerland. Then they also have a very difficult geography, and they are also a small country. They are also neutral. We are in the EU, obviously. Then you should be more connected, actually. But they are at 140 with the download and at 82 with the upload. It's strange. And, you know, we in Austria, we believe actually that Germany is, we are much better than Germany. That's, I think everybody you talk to, you will find it. But actually, we are more in the category of these poor, underdeveloped Southeastern European countries, while some of them have overtaken us already. And Germany actually has 87 and it's at 22 upload. That's not impressive, but it's better. Hungary is much better. Romania, really amazing. Bulgaria, I missed Bulgaria, 53. So we are better than Bulgaria. And upload, but upload is 44. That's basically almost double the speed of Austrian uploads. So I really have to find out why the Romanians are so good. and the Hungarians. What is exactly the reason? Maybe they have, because they have flat tax. Huh? Maybe they listened to me in 2004, not to me, to Mr. Miklos, obviously, and to the great reformers. But I remember at the EPP dinner during the lunch, during the EPP Congress, especially the Romanians, they listened very much to what the Slovakian economic miracle is. They have introduced 16% flat tax and then also later reduced it to 10% income tax as well. But they still have this high corporate tax. So 16% is, of course, too high for Romania. But seemingly investment paid off there. And there was a major investment drive, maybe also from the private sector. Or maybe the state has invested in infrastructure, in fiber cables. I don't know what is the situation, but they have now 104 upload speed. Yeah? Must be something happening there. Maybe real reforms happened. Croatia is a bit stuck. They don't do the Bosnia and Kosovo, to my big regret, because that's unfortunately, I made many tweets to Eurostat, but they have not included the so-called EU potential candidate countries. Only the candidate countries are in these databases, because I'm sure they draw that one also from the Eurostat databases. That's certainly one of the ways. Ukraine is also not connected. It would be interesting in the same parameters to see also the digitalization speed of Ukraine, which makes such effort. And Moldova is also not included, and Georgia. So I can only give this same comparison here on the European Data Journalism Network from Turkey included and the Balkans, with exemption of Kosovo and Bosnia. So we have really this situation. And often, yeah, Albania, Macedonia really behind, like also Greece. Maybe there is no cable there. I don't know what can be the reason. Maybe they have good tax systems. They really care for their digital situation. Normally they are good, but when you see the big divide, the fast countries, it's also not East and West. You cannot say it so easily. Normally in the wealth, it's like this, the Western Europeans are ahead. But for example, France is much better, 130, than the United Kingdom. They maybe don't care so much for that, because I'm sure in London everything is perfect. And these are nationwide average targets. And so, as we have seen in the United Kingdom, they really don't care for the regions. And that's also the reason for this inequality in the between the regions of the United Kingdom. And also these efforts to break away from Scotland have to be understood in that context, that obviously they are a very centralistic country. Everything is perfect in the south and around London. There is the wealth, and the rest can go get lost. It's one of the sad truths of the United Kingdom, one of the shadow side of their success. So we have here Denmark. I was there already. Lithuania, yes. Obviously, these are very peripheral countries, the Baltic countries. They probably have connectivity issues. That's something I cannot say. I read now they are really going full speed now, integrating with Poland in terms of railway, energy. I hope also digitalization, because they should catch up. But for example, when you compare, it's interesting, the upload speed in Lithuania is 88. In Poland, it's 37. In Latvia, it's 72. And in Estonia, it's only 44. I don't know what they miss in the upload speed in Estonia. I don't know. And in average speed in Finland, is only 37 in upload. So I have no technical explanation for that. There's other smarter people than me who know why this all is. I cannot explain it. I can just compare it. And I can say as a user, you know, it makes a big difference if you can upload fast, efficiently. When I was in Germany, in my whole videos were uploading within a minute, a video. When I'm in Austria, it takes some, you know, it takes some time. And when I'm in the Austrian region at my parents' house, it takes hours, hours, hours. You can say it doesn't matter. We can all, you know, like the German Kaiser, reject the car, and we can build the railway somewhere away from the city center like we did in the 19th century. We don't maybe need so much speed. Anyhow, it's good to be slow speed, slow food, yes. But wouldn't it be good to somehow not be a peripheral region of the world? poorer than Asia, poorer than America, somewhere a place where we mainly earn our money with tourism to renovate the inheritance, cultural inheritance of the past. And we Europeans will be mainly the tourist guides of the success of the 19th century and can go and guide all the Asians and Africans and the Americans through the memorial sites of this European disaster century of the 20th century. And we will be the guys who mainly somehow prepare the food and guide, cultural guide. And even for that, it would be good to have good internet, because the tourists from Japan and from China in the next century, they will come, but then they will just expect also faster digital services when they come with the modern technology in their hands. They will come and then they say, it's interesting, in Austria I cannot connect to the internet. What's going on? No, it's not so bad. We have internet in Austria. You know, it's not that we are completely starting at point zero. We're just at 17 in the upload. Yeah, when they come and make the video uploads, and then they will be surprised. And you know, it's something I would say, when we now at 17 years of enlargement, this amazing progress of Eastern Europe in the European Union. Obviously, you can see also with this parameter exactly what happened politically, economically in the last 20 years or 17 years. Some countries like Austria were frozen, paralyzed politically, economically it worked, but this internet speed unfortunately is often connected with public investment, because you need to do something, you need to invest. Huh? Austria obviously has done nothing in the last 17 years. Other countries like Romania, they really were hungry and wanted to catch up and were ready for competition and they were ready for investment. The Balkans obviously we let out and they have not been developing so well, because we have somehow built a fence around it and forgot them for the last 17 years. I did my best, but it's a tragedy what the European policy was for the Balkans, too little. And, you know, the Western Europeans obviously are good, you know, they are rich, they are happy. Germany is also uploading, of course, they are also very slow, but at least in download they are in 87. And so this myth that Germany is not developing is also a bit of a myth, yeah. But when you compare the upload speed in the Netherlands and in Germany, you see that they have 66 upload in the Netherlands, and in Germany, 24. So you see, there's a mentality thing there. Compared to the rich countries, Germany is, of course, much less developed in the internet speed. But compared to the poorer countries like Austria and, you know, the Eastern European paralyzed countries like Czech Republic, Slovakia, they have also not done so much. They were lucky to have these reforms in the beginning of the 2000s, and now they are spending. Hungary had a big crisis in the beginning of the 2000s. They have really reformed, and Romania really wanted to catch up for modernity. And the best way, what you can obviously do, is one of course, you can pack your currency to a currency board. Many countries have done that. But the thing is, when you really want to grow fast, the most important is to cut the taxes to 10%, like Romania did in the income. And also the digitalization gives you this huge opportunity to leapfrog forward. And so Romania has used this opportunity. That's the infrastructure the IT sector needs. That's the infrastructure the energy sector needs, all countries, because we cannot talk about digital revolution 4.0 when you have the upload speed of Austria average. I mean, you know, when you talk only digitalization, like it's a fancy word I also have to use because some of my political advisors told me, and I have no idea what it is all about and I don't care for it. Yeah. And anyhow, I'm only interested in political success. And then you have these results, obviously. And other countries, they really seriously try. And to my best knowledge, besides taxation, I see digitalization, but in real terms, not in talking, but real speed is an excellent parameter to measure the success of a country. Because this you need for any social, cultural, tourism, for any aspects of the modern life. you need internet speed, up and download speed. To my best knowledge, yeah. Whatever you want to do professionally or as an architect, if you want to have digital kind of construction permits, obviously these are huge documents to be uploaded towards the municipality. You know, they managed also with relatively low speed in Macedonia to be the best in that sector, for example, which is huge. Austria doesn't have the complete digitalization of the construction permitting process like Macedonia has it. But in Romania, it is absolutely impressive. Yes, some countries move, some countries are paralyzed, and some countries really use for 17 years and get better in order to give better life for the people, to escape the poverty that geostrategic reality of the 20th century has enforced on them with communism, with fascism, with the wars and all the disasters. They were at a terrible condition still in the middle 90s. Romania was in 1996. I was there several times during my EDS times and during the SME times. It was extremely poor country. It was a disaster situation economically, socially, welfare situation, infrastructure-wise. It's hard to imagine that I have seen many people who had this physical stains of malnutrition on their teeth, yeah. Still at that time when I was there in the end of the 90s, yeah. I saw them, they were tortured, they were having the stains, it's hard to recover. But look at it, this is one of the benchmarks. I've talked about many others already. 6 times higher GDP in just 20 years. Huh? It's impressive. But look at the internet speed. This is the digital expression of a nation who wants to be better and who wants to catch up. Yeah? And who wants to take what it do what it takes in order to be a developed country. And they have used this modern kind of tools. The digitalization and the speed is the parameter, and they are coming up. And that's really what Europe is about, to give these opportunities. But you have to, of course, want it. You can have the success of the results of Czech Republic, yeah, in that terms, yeah. Because they were just infighting much of it in the last 15 years, politically divided, or you can really go the Romanian way in that parameter. It's not the only parameter I know. Professor Marmor is, of course, saying, ultimately, it's still, you know, to be very lucky if you live in Austria, no doubt. Yeah, if you are Slovenian, you know, the welfare quality in many aspects is wonderful country. Yeah? We cannot judge everything only on the internet speed, yeah. But I think, and it's a very important, and it's a changeable thing, yeah? Because Slovenia was already a very beautiful country several hundreds years ago, and Austria as well. You know, we had our difficult times, but in principle, the rich parts of Central and Eastern Europe were always privileged in Europe. And these very poor developed countries in Eastern Europe, and they obviously had much more complication. But the one thing you can change and you can really do, you can dig cables, you can improve the fiber optic network, you can do the technical work to have good internet speed, you can do the kind of networking, you know, you need also the data centers and whatever you need for all these things that you can do as a poorer country. And some countries do it, some don't. And I'd rather be with the Romanians, who are trying their best at least, than with these lazy buggers in Austria who have mismanaged the country so badly in the last 17 years and are so arrogant in their wealth and in their high level of ignorance that they... Anyhow, I have to stop here now, otherwise I get sued. Anyhow, that's my thinking as Austrian about the difference between Switzerland at 140... download 60 in Austria and Romania 122, Romania upload 104, Switzerland 84, and Austria at 17. So maybe all this data is wrong. I was already accused sometime on Twitter that I use dubious sources. I got this from the European Data Journalism Network. Please check yourself. And please, wherever you are, check it out. It's interesting. And this is one of the parameters. We can measure the success of countries and the will to compete and the will to develop. because it very much depends on that one. Is there a national consensus for development in a country? Does a national elite, a country, a political elite, economic elite, technology elite, academic elite, and the population as well have a consensus to be competitive in order to come up or not? This is, I think, it's the technology is there for everybody. It's a global technology. Everybody can do it. Some countries have decided we want to be on the top of the world. We want to know how to do it. We are ready to do it. We do the necessary digging, the necessary reforms. Other countries are happy with themselves, and they will be, of course, poorer in the future because they don't care for their future prosperity. It's more a redistribution struggle in their economic political systems, and it's not increasing the cake and dynamic, which Romania, obviously, in that sector has done very well. Good. So far for this one. Check it out yourself. Thanks for listening. I will try to upload this this episode fast and my limited abilities here in Vienna. And I wish I were in Romania. It would all be much faster. And good luck, Romania, and congratulations. I'm proud about Romania. Fantastic achievement. Thanks for listening. Bye.